All right, some seriously stylish sources you sent this time. All about latex fashion.
Yeah.
Specifically a show at Prague Fetish Weekend.
Okay.
Get ready to explore
the
captivating creations of Rubber Mommy Latex.
Latex is having a moment right now, even popping up in like mainstream fashion.
Really?
Yeah. Events like Prague Fetish Weekend are fascinating because they often showcase those like cutting edge trends before they hit the mainstream.
Oh, cool. So we're talking Prague Fetish Weekend, November 2024.
Yeah.
What's the vibe?
Imagine a celebration of all things alternative.
Okay.
A global gathering of designers and enthusiasts pushing the boundaries of fashion.
Okay.
It's a really interesting space for inclusivity and emerging talent.
Sounds like the perfect stage for Rubber Mommy Latex.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the designer behind the brand.
Okay, so the creative force behind Rubber Mommy Latex is Jasmine Davids.
Okay.
A true triple threat designer, model, and photographer. That multifaceted background, I think, gives her a really unique perspective on how garments move, feel, and photograph.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
What does she bring to the runway?
Yeah.
At Prague Fetish Weekend.
So her new collection is called A Bella Serpentina.
Okay.
13 pieces designed specifically for the PFW catwalk.
Whoa.
Talk about a strategic move.
Yeah.
Creating a collection tailored for a specific event like that, it shows a deep understanding of its audience and energy.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what kind of statement she was aiming to make.
Yeah.
With A Bella Serpentina.
Totally.
What was the inspiration behind this collection?
So Davids drew inspiration from what she calls the queens of nature, specifically the queen bee and the albino snake.
Interesting.
With a hint of Medusa for good measure.
Okay.
It's fascinating how she combines the bee, symbolizing community and industry, with the snake, which represents transformation and shedding skin.
Right.
What do you find most intriguing about those symbols?
It's a powerful combination for sure. I'm curious how those concepts translate into actual latex garments.
Yeah.
What about the collection's color palette?
The colors definitely echo that bee and snake inspiration.
Okay.
We're talking blacks, yellows, and creams. But it's the custom details that really elevate the designs.
Yeah.
Think bold black and yellow stripes and a really striking white and yellow textured snake print.
Wow. Very cool.
And here's a cool detail. Those custom elements were actually made by Latex Repair.
Oh.
Another designer in the scene.
Wow.
It speaks to the collaborative nature of the latex fashion community.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got bold colors, custom-made prints, and a nature-inspired theme.
Right.
Is this collection aimed at a very specific audience?
Yeah.
Within the world of latex fashion?
That's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
Davids has described A Bella Serpentina as both innovative and accessible.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to appeal to experienced latex enthusiasts,
yeah,
as well as people who are new to the scene.
That's a smart move.
Yeah.
Making latex fashion more approachable could definitely broaden its appeal.
Definitely.
What do you think makes this collection accessible?
Yeah.
While still pushing boundaries?
It's probably a combination of factors.
Okay.
The design elements themselves, maybe the pricing, even the way the collection is presented.
Yeah.
Think about it. If you're new to latex,
right,
a collection that's both stylish and welcoming can make a big difference in how comfortable you feel exploring this unique style.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm curious to hear more about the specific pieces that make up the collection.
Yeah.
But first, let's talk about the models who brought A Bella Serpentina to life on the runway.
Okay. It was a truly diverse and international group of models, representing countries like Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, the UK, and of course the Czech Republic.
A real global representation.
Mm.
Any familiar faces in the mix?
Definitely. We saw some prominent names in the latex modeling world, like Sydney Salvation and Morticia Avery. And let's not forget Ink Nix, Dustlerpy, Ronnie. I could go on.
Yeah.
The runway was a who's who of latex fashion.
Wow, that must have been quite a show.
Yeah.
What's next for Rubber Mommy Latex after such a successful debut at Prague Fetish Weekend?
They've just launched a brand new online store.
Nice.
You can find everything from tops and dresses to bodysuits and custom designs.
Awesome.
And here's a little tip for our listener.
Okay.
Keep an eye on their Instagram because a big sample sale is coming up at the end of January.
Ooh. A sample sale.
Mm.
Talk about strategic timing.
Yeah.
The perfect way to capitalize on all that buzz
Yeah.
from Prague Fetish Weekend.
Totally.
And launching an online store is a smart move.
Yeah.
It opens up latex fashion to a much wider audience.
Absolutely. Speaking of reaching a wider audience, this move to online retail could really signal the start of big things for Rubber Mommy Latex.
Yeah.
But before we get ahead of ourselves,
okay,
let's delve into the Abella Serpentina collection itself and explore some of those unique pieces.
Let's talk about those garments. I'm dying to hear about what makes them so innovative.
Yeah.
Yet accessible.
Yeah.
We'll pick up right there after
okay,
after we get a chance to learn a little bit more about some of these garments.
Yeah. Let's start with the October dress.
Oh, October dress.
Yeah.
That sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
I'm picturing something autumnal.
Yeah.
Maybe with warm colors.
It's actually quite different.
Oh, okay.
The October dress plays with geometric shapes,
right,
featuring these really unique hexagonal and octagonal cutouts.
Wow, hexagonal and octagonal?
Yeah.
So not the colors of autumn, but more of a structured, modern feel.
No, exactly. Yeah. Sleek, architectural, definitely a statement piece.
Yeah, I can see why it would appeal to both seasoned latex fans and newcomers.
Yeah.
Bold, but also very wearable.
Right. And it's not overly complicated or revealing, which can be intimidating for those new to latex fashion.
Those geometric shapes.
Yeah.
They're so unexpected.
Yeah.
I bet they create a really striking silhouette.
Absolutely. It's all about playing with negative space and letting the latex itself be the star.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of statement pieces.
Yeah.
What else caught your eye in the collection?
Well, there's a Veronica bra.
Okay.
Which also incorporates those geometric shapes.
Okay.
But in a way that's both supportive and alluring.
Now, that's something I'm curious about.
Yeah.
A latex bra sounds like a challenge.
Yeah.
From a design perspective.
Yeah, you're right. It's not easy to achieve both structure and comfort with a material like latex. But David's managed to pull it off.
I bet the combination of latex and those geometric designs really accentuates the body's natural curves.
It does. It's like a second skin, but with an added element of edgy sophistication.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I love that she's experimenting with these unexpected shapes.
Yeah.
And textures.
Oh.
It feels very fresh and innovative.
It really pushes the boundaries of what we typically think of as latex clothing.
Right.
There's a real artistry to her approach.
And let's not forget, she's not just designing these garments.
Right.
She's modeling and photographing them too.
Right.
That multifaceted experience
yeah.
must really inform her creative process.
Absolutely. She has a deep understanding of how these pieces will look and move on the body.
Right.
Both on the runway and in photographs.
Okay, so listener, are you starting to get a feel for the Abella Serpentina collection?
Yeah.
We're talking about bold geometric designs, a striking color palette inspired by nature's queens.
Yes.
And a commitment to making latex fashion both innovative and accessible.
It's really exciting to see a designer like David's pushing the boundaries.
Yeah.
While also welcoming newcomers.
Mm-hmm.
Into the world of latex fashion.
Yeah, and those two goals don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Right.
You can have a collection that's both avant-garde and approachable.
Exactly. And that's what makes Abella Serpentina so fascinating.
Oh.
It challenges our preconceived notions about latex
while
still celebrating its unique qualities.
Speaking of challenging preconceived notions, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the broader context of events like Prague Fetish Weekend.
Right.
What role do you think these events play in shaping the fashion landscape as a whole? It feels like events like Prague Fetish Weekend have become like way more prominent in recent years.
Yeah, definitely.
You notice that too.
For a long time, fetish fashion was seen as this like niche underground thing.
Right.
But those boundaries are blurring now.
You're right. We're seeing elements of latex, leather, and corsetry popping up in mainstream fashion all the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And events like Prague Fetish Weekend are these incubators for trends. Oh. Designers can really experiment with unconventional materials and silhouettes.
Yeah.
And the audience is totally on board.
Makes you wonder what's going to trickle up into mainstream fashion next.
Right.
Do you think we'll see more of those bold geometric designs from Abella Serpentina?
Remember that October dress with the hexagonal and octagonal cutouts?
Oh, yeah.
I could totally see those shapes influencing mainstream designers.
I could, too.
Yeah.
And that Veronica bra.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine seeing those geometric details
incorporated
into everyday lingerie.
I know, right?
It's cool.
It's fascinating to think about how these niche movements influence the fashion landscape as a whole.
Yeah.
What's considered edgy or even shocking one day
right.
might be completely normalized the next.
Yeah, so our listeners are already into latex fashion.
Yeah.
But do you think these recent trends
yeah.
might encourage even more people to give it a try?
Totally.
Maybe not a full-on catsuit.
Right.
But even just like a touch of latex here and there.
Yeah, maybe those geometric designs we were talking about
yeah.
could be a gateway for people who are like curious about latex but mm-hmm. haven't taken the plunge yet.
Right.
It's all about finding what makes you feel confident
right.
and expressing your own personal style.
Well said.
Yeah.
I think we've just scratched the surface of the world of latex fashion today.
Yeah.
But it's clear that there's a lot of creativity
yeah.
and innovation happening in this space.
Absolutely. And with designers like Jasmine Davids leading the way,
yeah.
I think we can expect even more exciting things from the world of latex fashion in the years to come.
I'm already looking forward to seeing what Rubber Mommy Latex comes up with next.
Me too.
And listener, don't forget to check out their new online store.
Yes.
Those sample sale prices are calling your name.
And remember, fashion is all about having fun and expressing yourself.
Yeah.
If you're intrigued by latex, don't be afraid to experiment and see what works for you.
That's a wrap on this deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explored the world of Rubber Mommy Latex and the evolving landscape of latex fashion.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring.